The Lord be with you.
And
your reading from the beginning of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab became the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph, Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Jerome, Jerome the father of Uzziah, Uzziah became the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah, Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, Abiud became the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok, Zadok became the father of Akim, Akim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar, Eleazar became the father of Mathan, Mathan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Thus, the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I know I went through that kind of fast, but perhaps you noticed the four women mentioned in this genealogy: Tamar, Rahab, Bathsheba, and Ruth. These women are foreign to the Israelite people. They're not born of their blood. And yet Matthew has included them here in the paternal lineage of Christ. Throughout the history of the church, we have understood this inclusion to mean one thing: that God meant from the beginning of time to include all of us into the lineage of Jesus Christ, that salvation would come to the Jews and to the rest of us Gentiles. What's more interesting about these three of these women is that each is associated with some scandal in the Old Testament. Tamar deceptively had relations with her father-in-law to produce an heir. Rahab was a prostitute, and Bathsheba was coerced into having relations with King David, who then sent her husband off to die. And still, they were included in the lineage. By mentioning sinful people, Matthew is showing us that God's ways are not our ways, that God still can and does use unjust people to complete his designs. God saves us, sanctifies us, and chooses us to do good despite our sins, despite our infidelities. And he chose to leave evidence of this at various stages in the history of our salvation, including in this lineage of our Lord. And so what this means is that despite what we've done, despite who we are, God still wants to use us to be his hands and feet, to spread the gospel, to bring good news to his people. And that's what we're called to do this Advent season.